Yeah, just real quick. Real quick, and then I'm going to say, we're going to open up actually something that that our team has put together because I was going to be delayed. I'm at the airport. I'll just do an introduction. We're going to roll to that and then come back, and we'll finish out the show.
All right, well, that's only 10 and a half minutes.
That's fine. Am I live on the screen? I think I am, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this is what we got going. I wanted to let you know I was expected to go back to the office where I'm at, but I'm broadcasting right now. We're saying, Viva Las Vegas. I'm in Sin City. Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm just going to show you a shot. There I am. In Sin City in Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of stuff's going to be happening here, and I wanted to make sure that I had this opportunity to kick off this LFA show, provide you with an update. But for right now, I'm at the airport. We've had some delays. We're getting settled in. I'll tell you what that settling in means and what's at stake here in Las Vegas, why I'm here, and have some breaking news about something that came out of Washington, D.C. related to what's happening here in Las Vegas. We'll bring that to you. But for right now, our team has prepared something. Primo, Sean's going to be playing it. We're going to roll back. It's about a 10-minute thing. We'll come back. I'll give you an update, of course, and be sure to hit that that thumbs-up button. Share this stuff far and wide. I'm not sure. I'm not because of me being in the car at the airport with a flight delay, picking up somebody that's coming into town who had their flight canceled yesterday. He's going to be coming out, but I decided, because we love you so much, to just get right with you. So, Mr. Sean, I'm going to call you Sean. Everybody knows you as Sean. Sean, roll that bean footage.
They protesting the whole Democratic convention, y'all. I'm telling y'all, they protesting the whole convention. I knew I wasn't crazy. From Chicago people, Chicagoland citizens being upset about the immigrants reopening schools that were closed down in certain neighborhoods, to the Free Palestine people. They go protest that Democratic National Convention. It's the first one since 1969 in Chicago. Why the hell do you think they put it in Chicago at this particular moment, in this particular time? I hope the protests don't overshadow the message that they're trying to send for the convention, but watch out what happens. Check it out. This is what I was handed. This is what I was handed in my hand. Crash the party. So y'all tell me what they got in store for this coming up convention for the Democrats. Sometimes y'all think I just be talking. I'm not. Let's see what happens.
This is what happened in Rome, and tell me if you see them going on in America. At the fall of Rome, over half of Rome was living on doles, or government assistance. In other words, over half of Rome was on welfare. Number two, Rome began an open border policy. The Germanic tribes began pouring in, taking over the land, and what jobs there were, they took over all the jobs, and then they eventually bankrupted the Roman financial system. Number three, they built coliseums to distract people with sport. They didn't want you to see what they were doing. They didn't want you to see what was going on, so they built bigger and bigger and bigger arenas and coliseums. And do you know who was speaking out against it? The Christians. So do you know who they put right in the middle of the Colosseum? The Christians. Here's the last one. Widespread immorality, including the widespread acceptance of same-sex relationships. In fact, it became preferred. And the acceptance of all gods. All religions were accepted except one. Christianity. Could it be that America is on the same decline as the Roman Empire? Could it be that's why America is not in Bible prophecy? Or could it be that the rapture is going to take place and the Christians in America are going to be taken out of here, and when you take the church out of America, this nation will crumble?
Somebody, anybody, get in here. So is this what we doing? We just going to sit somewhere on the dock of the bay and watch the tides roll away? Like we in some enchanted days? This is about Kamala and her running mate. Kamala and her running mate have been a demolition force in America throughout both their careers. Kamala failed us miserably with her VP assignment on the border crisis. She has allowed so many, y'all, do y'all hear me? So many undocumented people to come through our borders that they now could probably count as another state inside of America. Did you hear me? Is this what we doing now? And here is Tim Walsh, who have allowed Minnesota to actually be burned down by riots. I said burned down cities and businesses. Is this what we doing now? Listen, these are two of the most absolute worst. One worse and one worse worse. And they are touting on how they aren't going to allow us to go backward in unrest and riots. They were the ones who back the riots, y'all, in the streets. They're the ones who did this. We're just going to sit here and believe that everything they're saying about themselves now is what has been? So we are going to allow Kamala and Tim to eradicate and erase, in Kamala's words, we're going to let them unburden us by what has been the burden, or by what has been done by the both of them? Is this what we doing now? We just gonna let them reinvent their portfolios as if American citizens haven't been treated like rats in their radical experiment? This what we doing now in America? We just gonna allow them to spoon feed us their horse manure? Y'all, is this what we doing now? Is this what we're doing? We've been living through hell. Hyperinflation in the economy. Paying $15 to $2,000 for $900 and $800 living spaces. Is this what we're doing now? Paying $22 for a single pack of chicken. Three bags of groceries we get out of the grocery store for like $250. We just gonna let them tell us that the economy is better than it has ever been? This what we doing now, America? We just gonna let them tell us? We've been doing good. Even though we are the ones on the ground stuck in their political mud, while they're living in their penthouses, doing whatever the heck they want to do, eating whatever the heck they want to eat, at the expense of the American people. Is this what we are doing now? We just gonna let them reinvent themselves? Kamala, who was supposed to be the border czar, but done allowed more illegal people to come in here than we can count. And then her friend, her running mate, her partner, who matches her energy and her record on policies of the open border, healthcare, free for all, free school lunches. America been giving our kids free and reduced lunches for long as I can remember to the kids who could not afford it. He bragging about how he done ran on healthcare for all. Yeah, for all of them that's illegally coming in here. It ain't being done for the American people. It's not for us. Is this what we doing now? Y'all, is this what we letting them do? Bamboozle us with their oratory? No, we are the ones knowing that we been catching H-E-L-L. But we sitting up here letting the two of the most radical people holding office in the United States right now rally their way to the White House while many Americans are fighting just to keep from losing their houses? Are you kidding me? America, is this what we doing now? Somebody, anybody, I don't care who it is. Is this what we doing now? These illegal people getting free rent, free food, free medical attention. So we just gonna believe Kamala and Tim, how they're reinventing their record? And we're the ones who've been the pawn in this game? The devil is a liar, not me.
Left the building.
Over. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign.
From securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm Beach,
Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
This is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada for for a very, very important set of meetings because the best way to describe what's going on, and trust me, every person hearing my voice has a dog in this fight, and I'm going to break that down for you right now, okay? So, we have yet another example, okay, except if I wasn't reporting this to you, you would not know about it. The American public would not know that there is a witch hunt that is going on here in Las Vegas against, I would say, the female, well, she's an ally, a strong ally of President Donald J. Trump. He's friends with her. She's gone to the White House numerous times. When she started out, when I first met her in 2014, she was a Nevada assemblywoman. Then she went on to run for Congress. She became a Las Vegas city councilwoman. Just one of the top leaders in the GOP here in the state of Nevada for the 10 years that I've known her at the highest levels of service to our nation. MAGA, America First. Of course, her stance on defending the Second Amendment, all the Bundy protests, including myself. I'm going to tell you something right now. Why did I become friends with her? Well, when I met her in 2014 out in the dirt, I'm going to be sharing some pictures of that very first meeting. We hit it off. She's Italian. I'm Italian. She is. She's got the same exact attitude. I mean, if you could just take Pete Santilli and cram it into, you know, a female body and call it Michelle Fiore, that type of fire and vigor and integrity. She stood in between the guns of the Obama administration and the peaceful unarmed protesters on April 12th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, leading up to a protest. Bunny Ranch was a protest to call the sheriff in to ask him to intervene. So how does this impact you? How does everybody have a dog in this fight? Well, for 10 years, they have pursued her. They have labeled her, just like Tulsi Gabbard, and everybody else is labeled a domestic terrorist. I don't know how they deem us to be a domestic terrorist. Myself, I'll show it to you. It says AOT space DT, sensitive, you know, information, level 3 terrorist. That's AOT is act of terrorism, domestic terrorist. I was a talk show host. I'm the same exact guy now as I was then. Nothing has changed, except I know how they take me out of context, okay? So, and I know how to get things documented as to what my intent is. And, you know, don't scream as loud when they get intimidated by my stance to defend the Second Amendment, to defend the First Amendment, to stop government overreach, especially on the part of the communist Obama administration dating back to 2014. So what do we have? Right now, why do I have a dog in this fight? Because they essentially took one of my top witnesses to one element of all the cases that we've had in litigation for the past 10 years and are winning. By the way, winning. We won in Oregon. We won in Nevada. The case got dismissed. The prosecutor was fired. Winning. But you got to pursue the proper legal path to undo the damage that's been done to so many lives. They held me for 619 days. They held others for years. Greg Burleson is still being held because they had to get their pound of flesh. A guy named Todd Engel, they got their pound of flesh with him. Although his entire conviction was overturned, he spent 5-6 years in jail before he was released. He was sentenced to 14 years in jail. But the jury had no idea what they were doing when they gave him that one charge, and he was convicted. Then it went up on appeal to the Ninth Circuit, and he was in prison in Lompoc, and he was kicked out the back door. They have destroyed so many lives with this weaponization of government. And now we have yet another example of a witch hunt against Michelle Fiore. Let me tell you why they would ever want to perpetrate a witch hunt upon former Nevada Assemblywoman And by the way, she's not only a person of due process and wanting to get things. What the hell is that? I got a bubble that just showed up on my face. What was that? Got AI taking over. Ignore those bubbles. So, why would they want to go after Michelle Fiore for 10 years, you guys? For 10 years. Many different reasons. One of which is that she was an adversary of the now current governor of Nevada, Joe Lombardo. I'm going to make some assertions here to tell you who Joe Lombardo is. The Joe Lombardo that was the sheriff that Laura Loomer had exposed, and she has many sources. Minnie Robinson, I'm understanding, is also reporting and corroborating some of the stuff that Laura Loomer and myself and our sources, who find it very difficult to come forward, to repeat what I'm about to say. But the facts are all we need. Do we need a whistleblower? We need the facts. The facts are as follows. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and neither did Stephen Paddock at the Mandalay Bay shooting. Joe Lombardo knows this. He's kept it from the public. There were multiple shooters up and down the strip. I've heard the 911 recordings. Mandalay Bay, a massacre was not perpetrated by Stephen Paddock alone. I know this for 1,000% certainty that this was some sort of a terror attack. I don't know all the details. Laura Loomer certainly does. But we do know that Sheriff Joe Lombardo covered up the following. That Stephen Paddock did not shoot himself. Okay? LVMPD and those details we'll get to it. So Lombardo, who was rewarded as a result of his cover-up of Mandalay Bay shooting, is the same guy that was in the dirt in April of 2014. Michelle Fiore was there. He was the sheriff. Sheriff Tom Roberts said, whoa, what are you doing, Obama gunman? Put your guns away. You won't be needing those. I'm taking charge. And Sheriff Tom Roberts was Lombardo's second in command. Lombardo was running the thing, but Roberts had made certain calls. So Sheriff Lombardo not only let Roberts tell the Bureau of Land Management, the federal agents, to put their guns down, over 70 guns pointed at the American people, right? Unarmed protesters, we have it on video. They hit and trapped, they set up the whole thing, all right? But ultimately, when the sheriff's department got there, the sheriff intervened, and that's what the protest was about on April 12th. Lombardo not only de-escalated, he helped negotiate and kicked the Bureau of Land Management, the federal agents out of Nevada. Said, you guys need to go. We've got video of this guy. Lombardo then escorted all the cowboys to safely go release all the cattle and bring them back out onto the open range. Lombardo, the then sheriff, he was below Sheriff Gillespie and Tom Roberts and all the LVMPD officers. Now, what happened after Bundy Ranch? Well, guess what? The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI got a hold of these guys, and they were all lined up to give favorable testimony to the deep state. We had officers crying on the stand saying their life was in danger. No, it wasn't. That was a lie. They all lied, including Sheriff Lombardo, lying on the stand, saying that the Bureau of Land Management had justification for pointing guns at people. They lied, flat out lied. He said he had guns pointed at him. That was a lie. He committed perjury on the stand in an attempt to get people like Eric Parker and others that were at trial at the time convicted for assault on federal officers. It was all manufactured. Sheriff Lombardo was part of that. So 2014, Sheriff Lombardo lying on behalf of the deep state. Sheriff Lombardo over the Mandalay Bay massacre lying to the American public about the fact that Stephen Paddock did not kill himself. How do we know this? Because of people that were in the room who are whistleblowers. And the bottom line is you can go to the facts, okay? Are these whistleblowers going to come forward? Probably not. I mean, there are sources. If I were that source, I would not come public with the information. We're going to figure out a way to get their testimony and to protect them because they'll kill them, okay? They'll kill them. The Mandalay Bay massacre was a national security incident, and the government will cover everything up, including the fact that Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, was in the building that day. There was a gun deal gone wrong. There were helicopters, multiple shooters, and it was all covered up by Sheriff Lombardo. So what do they do to Lombardo to reward him for his deep statism? He gave him the governorship. He's now the governor of this godforsaken sin city. By the way, you know, I'm going to do in a Roman Catholic way, St. Peter, right? Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a Roman Catholic thing. I'm not a Roman, I'm a recovering Roman Catholic, but just in the spirit of that, I want to make sure I need some holy water. I would need you to call me St. Peter temporarily. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, we will build our church, and I'm right in the middle of Sin City, surrounded by evil. Evil. With badges, guns, and government. It's been that way for a long, long time. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, okay, reportedly has his name attached to an article that's out there that he was one of the quote-unquote victims. Okay, because you got to have a victim. How can you justify indicting somebody like Michelle Fiore and getting her to face 30 years in prison, okay? But to have a bunch of these fake people say, oh, Michelle Fiore did bad things. It's the equivalent. I don't want to get into the legal details because it's boring. If I said, oh, she's being charged with tax evasion and here's some forms and things like that, everyone's eyes would roll back in their head. It's literally probably worse than that. No, it is worse than that because what they're attaching it to is they're trying to right now taint the jury pool with information that Michelle Fiore, somebody who for the past, for the past 10 years, and I'm not sick, by the way. It's just a tickle in my throat here that I need to get rid of. I don't even have any water. But I wanted to make sure I got this broadcast out to you. We're talking about somebody, Michelle Fiore. She was the justice of the peace that presided over my wedding. She's a judge in Nye County. She is studying the law, wants to go to the federal bench, become a federal prosecutor, defense attorney, it doesn't matter. But to be in the courtroom and to make what is wrong with our federal judiciary, make it right with her participation. Now, excuse me, I don't even have a cough button, but that's okay. You'll forgive, all right? You should have seen the office where I was going to be broadcasting from. If I had the opportunity to, I'm waiting for somebody to show up here. Who's late. We'll figure that all out here momentarily. But, anyways, Michelle Fiore, for the entire 10 years that I've known her, has been at the highest level of integrity, protecting our Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the U.S. Constitution in total. She dedicated her life around the clock, and she was also one of the biggest advocates for, you know, backing the blue, I mean, everything that we do, constitutional blue. That's why she's had such a great relationship and got voted in as Las Vegas city councilwoman. She was endorsed by President Trump for her judgeship in Nye County. She's led a life, I mean, like you would not believe as to the level of integrity and honor and serving the American public. And now we've got Joe Lombardo as one of the, supposedly, this is per a local news report, as one of the complainants that he filed a complaint that he had given Michelle Fiore money and she misappropriated it and licked stamps and it was supposed to go towards a fund for a statue to honor one of the fallen police officers. So this is one of the most disgusting charges. Absolutely fabricated as to the criminal charges that have been put forth on her. It could happen to any one of us, of course. But this is a person that is one of my witnesses to a drone strike by the Obama administration. Indicting her, discrediting her. She's going to be called for. I mean, I can use her audio recordings that she stopped a drone strike. And I need to watch my back window here. So I thought I heard somebody tapping. So this fight here, okay, we have Tom Rantz. We've got our legal team out here. We're working our way through the preparation for trial, which is going to happen because she did not, she did not waive her speedy trial rights. Here's an update, okay? They're listening to every word I'm saying right now. It's been reported that the Department of Justice has been listening to these broadcasts, listening to what I'm saying to you. You know why? Because those scumbags want the exclusive rights to propagandize you. They want it to be a one-way thing where they publish false witch hunt allegations that are perpetrated by the likes of people like Deep State crony and dum-dum. He's a dum-dum. Everybody around here, by the way, doesn't want him to go out in public and speak. He's worse than Joe Biden, they say. This guy's dumber than a box of paperclips. He made it all the way to the governorship. You know why? Not because he's smart, but because he, excuse the expression, sucks good deep state, we'll say. Okay? He does. And has covered up the Mandalay Bay shooting. Lied to try to get the Bundy Ranch defendants convicted. He didn't lie on the stand with me because I was gone. I was on the outside. Those that were at trial, as a result of all the cover-ups, they dismissed that stuff. So Joe Lombardo, the scumbag, is once again now attacking one of the top highest integrity individuals here in the state of Nevada, who is 1,000% full-blown Trumpian. America first. I'm so dedicated that President Trump, this wasn't some sidebar, you know, like, hey, give me lots of money and I'll give you an endorsement thing. No. President Trump and Michelle Fiore goes to the White House. She goes to meet with President Trump to bang her finger on the Resolute desk. All right? He loves her for her. You know, she's not there to suck up to him. She's there to get stuff done, and in fact has. So they're after her. Joe Lombardo's leading the way because he's the best deep state sucker that they have. And Merrick Garland, okay, is concerned about my reporting. His DOJ is so concerned about my reporting and what I'm telling you. You know, I'm getting all of this messaging back that, oh, none of this stuff will ever get to trial. Let's focus on the blah, blah, blah. And this is what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. They want to railroad you, too, okay? They want to get you on not crossing your T's on your taxes, okay? If that's all they can get you for, and throw you in the freaking box. Oh, it had nothing to do with your social media posts or your stance with President Trump. It had only to do with the fact that you messed up on your taxes and you're going to go to jail for 10 years. That's how they perpetrate this crap. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There, Merrick Garland, okay? Tell all of you deep state cronies that are transcribing my every word, that are so concerned, you had to send the word down. Oh, my goodness, what's going on? You don't know what's going on and won't, okay? Until we expose you. And then you're going to wonder, how did all this stuff come out? I'm going to say this. If you're worried about whether or not you're going to win or lose, I'm going to say that losing will be directly dependent on all of your corruption, okay? So if you're worried about losing, you need to clean up your corruption. You need to clean up your corruption. The Department of Justice making the callback based on what Pete Santilli's got out there. They're listening to every word, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to click that thumbs up button. They're worried about what I'm telling the American people because it's never going to make it to their jury. They don't know how they're going to work, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what they're doing right now? They're leaking stuff. They're using the federal court docket as their little blog. They got everything set up to make Michelle Fiore look like she's some criminal, and she's not. She's not. She's the least criminal person on planet Earth. I am here to say that personally. The least criminal, most innocent person that you could ever target in the fashion that she's being targeted right now. Above and beyond me. God, like, you can come after me, and it's easy to slice and dice my words and say that I intended something different. You can't do that with Michelle Fiore. There is no way, and I would stake my life on this, that she would ever take a dot. Oh, my God. They're accusing her of taking money from donors that miraculously showed up reporting a complaint. Four or five separate, it was like four people. Joe Lombardo might be donor number one. This is in the local news that the governor is one of the complainants. The guy that's the least credible of all human beings on planet Earth is complaining because he cut a $5,000 check and it was supposed to go to a memorial fund for a fallen, you know, LVMPD officer statue, right? And they said she missed him. This is craziness. She would never, ever, ever, ever take a dime from somebody and misappropriate it. She loves the blue. She's back the blue. She is the blue. The blue comes to her. They love her. And now, Joe Lombardo, oh, let's see, what can we do to put pressure on her and unload everything and get her to face 30 years in prison, okay? And then they're going to get her in a box, you know, she's going to request a speedy trial, she's going to go to trial, and they're going to say, oh, you can't mention anything about Bundy Ranch, this has nothing to do with Bundy Ranch. Yeah, right. I want everybody right now to tell me that if you knew that Michelle Fiore stopped a drone strike by the Obama administration, okay, and contacted the governor, Governor Sandoval, and also outed Lombardo for being a perjurious liar, bastard, okay, corrupt, here in the state. You tell me if that would not cause anybody to go after Michelle Fiore. That they say, oh, no, we discovered that she has ripped her mattress tag, and that's a federal offense, and it has nothing to do, and she's going to be going to jail for 50 years. This is a witch hunt, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that? They are tainting the jury so they can railroad her and silence her. And she's one of my witnesses, and I'm going to say this right now. DOJ, you mess with one of my high-integrity witnesses to discredit them? Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go to the podium. Let's have a debate, DOJ. Why don't you bring Myrie forth, okay? No, don't bring Myrie forth because he's not credible. I won't negotiate with him. Because I want him in handcuffs. Prosecutor Stephen Myrie, okay, is the subject of a criminal investigation. And I'm not going to stop until the proper authorities take all the information that we have that he should be found, not immune, because he's part of the deep state, because prosecutors have immunity. He needs to go to jail. His deprivation of rights, all that stuff. I don't want qualified immunity. I want all of your crap that you use to protect the people that are doing what's wrong. We're going to turn the corner. When we say make America great again, that means taking the criminals and putting them behind bars where they belong. Not Pete Santilli, the talk show host. Stephen Myrie needs to be in shackles. He's been behind the scenes. Another deep state sucker. He sucks good deep state. Okay? He does the bidding of the deep state. Sally Jewell, the former secretary of the Department of Interior, okay? Sally Jewell, at the highest level. Ladies and gentlemen, and the White House, Joe Lombardo, I have him documented saying that this whole thing that was happening at Bundy Ranch came from the White House. Obama is the one that set everything up to go against the protesters in April of 2014. Obama. We have it documented. The Obama administration has been behind the pursuit of Judge Fiore. They suspended her pending her trial. We need to get to trial. We need to not only prove her innocence, We need to present a case to 12 people in the box at trial that what these people are doing is way, way off. Those 12 people in the jury need to know what these accusations are against a Michelle Fiore. And that's going to happen next month. Now, I am, with her permission, making absolutely certain, because we've got Tom Rentz, okay? He's representing me in my case, and they're monstrous, okay? Another attorney, there's some attorneys on here that are going to help outside of this witch hunt, because they're all interrelated. And the Department of Justice is not going to see what hit them. They won't. You guys need to clean house. Work with us. There have been crimes that have been perpetrated against the United States of America. You should be calling Pete. What crimes have been perpetrated against the United States of America? I have all the evidence. But no, you want to pick up the phone and call, what's Pete Santilli doing? What's Pete Santilli doing? You have me flagged as a domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, they have Michelle Fiore, like Tulsi Gabbard, flagged as a domestic terrorist. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Any one of you could be flagged as a domestic terrorist for one reason, and that is to surveil you. That's why they're doing it. All of this fruit that they gather, all the fruit of the poisonous tree that they gather, is from the surveillance state. Deeming Tulsi Gabbard to be a domestic terrorist is so they can listen to her. They basically light you up like a road cone, okay? And they put you out there, and anybody that comes near you, you're lit up like a Christmas tree. And they're listening to everything. They want to hear what's going on around Tulsi Gabbard. And then all of their friends and their friends, and they go two or three levels out. And because they deemed her to be a domestic terrorist, they can listen to everybody. And then what do? They give all that information to the FBI. And what they did was they had a little clipboard. And they said, oh, these are all Michelle Fiore's contacts. Oh, let's go talk to all her donors. They went to her donors and scared the bejesus out of them. Boom, boom, boom. FBI, open up. You've been donating to a domestic terrorist that misappropriated funds and improperly licked a stamp. It took a freaking mattress tag off her mattress. And she's going to be facing 8,000 years, and you're contributing to it. People are like, what the frig is going on? This is a freaking witch hunt. How many witch hunts? Oh, by the way, if I wasn't telling you this, you wouldn't know about it. No, they would just be silencing her. But because I'm telling you this, this is how powerful it is that it went all the way to the DOJ, and the DOJ is picking up the phone. What's Pete Santilli doing? Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm prosecuting because you guys failed to. You guys have a continuity of government program, and the government is ill. It's time to euthanize it. It's time to pull the plug. You got to make a decision. Get your affairs in order. This corrupt government must end. You keep wanting it to continue. It needs to stop. We need to purge the entire system of all these corrupt people. Sean, if you could do me a huge favor, I need to step away very briefly. Can you roll one rack, please? You guys, I need you to. As a matter of fact, if you could, Sean. No, you're not going to have access to that. Let's do this. I want to make sure that you guys support us. And listen, I'm juggling right now just because of the flight delay. That's why I'm here. I got to take care of something right now. Sean, I want you to roll one rack, okay? As a matter of fact, maybe it's 3 minutes. I'll be back in about 3 minutes. I got to take care of something very, very important right now, okay? We'll be right back. I thing. He will roll us.
I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening and watching The Pete Santilli Show.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
I've utilized the thing that John Hewlett has developed, this Cardio Miracle. And just so you, as a quick aside, in the gym where I go every day, the 30-somethings, and I'm in my mid-50s, just they just can't keep up.
I did start probably in about January taking the Cardio Miracle. The most interesting and telling thing after being on this for a few months is really noticing a difference in the energy level that I've had and the severity of my heart problems. It's funny, you start to begin to have this sense that there's actual healing taking place inside the body.
Well, I'm one of the generation born in 1947. So on the front end of the baby boom, all I can say is if you want prolonged life, better health, more energy, better sleep, this is a great product.
When you order Cardio Miracle, make sure you subscribe to monthly auto ship to receive a 15% discount and free shipping. Visit cardiomiracle.com and use promo code Pete at checkout.
Once upon a time, in the bustling world of scientific discovery, a seemingly ordinary molecule has emerged as the hero of the century, hypochlorous acid. Curitiva Bay, a Florida-based wellness company that offers a groundbreaking solution in skincare and disinfection with our hero technology, hypochlorous acid. Since we began in 2016, we've been the first and only company to stabilize hypochlorous acid, revolutionizing the industry with this incredible innovation. Hypochlorous acid is nothing short of miraculous, providing the best solution for skin breakouts and accelerating the healing of burns and wounds. Our EPA-registered CuraClean disinfectants harness this power, delivering unmatched efficacy. Imagine something 80 times more effective than bleach, yet completely non-toxic and safe for you and your loved ones. At Curitiva Bay, our commitment to your wellness goes beyond just our amazing products. We pride ourselves on offering 5-star customer service, reflecting our dedication to ensuring every customer's complete satisfaction. We've grown into a global provider, delivering our innovative solutions to over 10 countries, including Australia, Scotland, Italy, and New Zealand. Our skincare line is crafted with meticulous care, using only all natural ingredients sourced from the USA. Our hypochlorous formulations combine pure dead sea salt and purified water, ensuring a 2-year shelf life for our skincare products and a 5-year shelf life for our disinfectants. Our EPA-registered disinfectants are effective against viruses from the common cold and SARS-CoV-2 to HPV. Our customers consistently praise the effectiveness and safety of our products, and we back this with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or a full immediate refund, no questions asked. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Curitiva Bay for their wellness needs. Go to CuritivaBay.com and don't forget to use promo code PETE for 10% off and free shipping for orders over $50. That's CuritivaBay.com. Use promo code PETE at checkout. Place your order now with confidence in our 5-star 100% satisfaction guarantee.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, okay? And thank you very much, Fabio. That's hilarious. That's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so where are we here? We got 10 minutes left, and I do want to tell you, and Sean, if you could put across the screen our primary sponsors, great sponsors that are making these broadcasts happen for LFA TV. The other ones that you just saw, by the way, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do there, all right? Everybody get to X, okay? And your commander-in-chief is on X. He broke the Internet yesterday. He's going to crush his competition. Over a billion people viewed the interview that Elon Musk did. President Trump is on X. You need to be on X. You need to follow LFA TV US and LFA TV US. We're going to be setting up an organization account where all of us will get our yellow check mark, and we're going to be opening up in the wild, wild west of X right now, where over a billion people were so starved for information to hear from President Trump. Over a billion people, that five people off in the corner, of course, were disparaging him because they said, he's slurring his speech or something like that. There was some audio issue. He doesn't slur his speech. Are you kidding me? You can shoot him in the ear and he's going to get in your face and throw a fist in the air. This isn't Joe Biden. That won't work. Get over at X. Follow LFA TV. LFA TV US is the Twitter handle. Give us a follow at Peter Santilli, and support our regular sponsors of this broadcast. Why? Because, and I can't see it on the screen, I want to put, our buy optimizers URL across the bottom. Support buy optimizers, buyoptimizers.com/ is it LFA? Sorry, just want to make sure we get it right. It's across the bottom of the screen. Okay. Magnesium Sports got the 7 key magnesium elements that you need for good health, good rest, before, during, and after your sleep. You need that. Bioptimizers.com. And then Armra is a great product sponsoring our show. They're making these broadcasts happen, okay? These biofoods, bio-optimizers that are making broadcasts like this happen. And we have exclusively broadcast information that have gone to the Department of Justice. And I know Jeremy Harrell's not afraid of it because we don't do what's wrong. We're actually enforcing the law. We're exposing the truth. We're trying to bring down the criminals. And it's happening right here, of course, with God's protection, our fearlessness, knowing that that God is intervening here in many different ways. We're going to defeat our enemies. In the remaining moments here, I got a couple of clips. I want to roll. This is the Tim Walz guy, okay? This communist. We got to feature and highlight who President Trump's opposition is. People know this. That's why they wanted to hear from him. They wanted to see the differences. You're not going to have Tim Walz on with Elon Musk. Watch this one clip. We're going to roll clip number one. We're going to roll that for you right now. Look at this communist.
Oh, there's more. Look at this. They just keep coming.
Go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside!
Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get inside!
Get in the house!
Ah!
Get inside!
Ah!
Get
inside! Ah! Jesus fucking God! keep coming.
Go, go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside!
That's Tim Walz's. He's the governor there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Lombardo had Las Vegas locked down. I'll never forget coming here. This was freaking Nazi Maskville, okay? He destroyed the economy out here in his way, of course. And he was running for office. He was saying that there's no election fraud in Las Vegas. These governors, whether they be Republican or that whatever suit they're wearing, they're all a bunch of corrupt Gestapo leaders. Get inside! FBI, open up! You know what? I'm here to tell you, we're going to be opening up, all right? We're going to open up a whole can of whoop-ass, okay? To bring down your tyranny. We're going to round up all of you COVID tyrants, okay? You're going to be dealt with appropriately and accordingly. You've affected our economy. You might as well be a bunch of Chi-Coms. Joe Lombardo, dressed up as a Republican, helping the Chi-Coms, lying for the deep state, covering up Mandalay Bay shootings, running tyranny up there in Tim Walz's district. They're operating with full-blown communism. We're going to crush you. Write that down, DOJ. You will never be able to bring your deep statism and silence any of us. You know what? You might be able to shoot one or two of us, but we're not going to stop telling you to do what's right. We will not back down. We're not going to back down. You're curious about what I'm saying, who the attorneys are. You have no idea what's about to come to you. You better clean your house up. Now, I'm calling for not only everybody's support, but these broadcasts and my trip here is brought to you by LFA TV, all right? LFA TV, reaching the highest levels of our Department of Justice. Merrick Garland coming out here. They're paying attention to this broadcast. I want you to leave them a note and do not say anything threatening, intimidating. Tell them we will not stop. Put it in the thread. We will not back down. We will never give up. We're going to win, and the criminals are going to jail. Stephen Miry, the prosecutor here in Nevada, I will not stop until he's perp walked for the crimes that he's committed. Now, all I can do is present the evidence of those crimes. Can't just make allegations and not be able to back it up. I can back it up. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, the system is so corrupt that they operate with qualified immunity. You bring them to court, you think you can sue them in what they call a Bivens claim, and in the end, the judge says, well, you were right, but he's immune from prosecution because he did it in the performance of his duties as a federal servant of the deep state, operating for the purposes of continuity of corrupt government. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Farash is coming up late. I hope you guys are okay with the rough and tumble presentation. The truth. They got a
wedding.